You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Hey, all right, we are back, and we are back with my favorite sports aficionado, race car guy, and all-around good dude, Larry. How you doing? Larry Zinn, GM of Warren Henry Automotive. Larry, welcome back.
Thank you very much, Jim, as always. Thanks for having me.
Hey, it's my pleasure. Now, before we really get rolling, I wanted to thank you and Ismit for letting me drive that demo Q70. What an amazing vehicle. I mean, I turned it on and the TV pops on and you got views. It's like there's a little drone flying over me looking at everything. It's wild.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. I'm very happy to hear, by the way, that you're enjoying the car.
Oh, my gosh.
I figured you would.
Oh, my gosh. You get in there and you can see that the difference over the last model, I guess. This is fully newly re-engineered?
Oh, absolutely.
So tell me a little bit about what's under the hood on that bad boy. It's obviously a little bit more than the last one.
Well, you know, it's actually the same power plant, but what they do is, you know, as time goes along, everything gets a little bit better. They change the way the throttle reacts. They change the way that the transmission reacts. You know, everything's smoother. So as time goes on, these cars just continue to get better and better. And you've got a 3.7-liter six with 330 horsepower in there. So
Wow. You've
got some serious power.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, I had brought it in, the other one, to have May check the transmission, and there was nothing wrong with it. But I do notice this one does drive a little smoother than the old one, so I can see what they've done. It's really awesome.
And I'm sure you're driving it in sport mode, as always. So.
That's what gasoline is for, isn't it?
Absolutely.
All right. Now, you know, I see the commercials they have on TV, and it looks like all the cars kind of just morph in and out of being the same. Are there more new models coming out this summer?
Well, actually, in August, we're going to get the brand new Infiniti Q60, which is the two-door, and it's going to have a few different engine variations, with the top of the line having 400 horsepower.
Wow.
If you haven't seen that car yet, Jim, I recommend you look it up. I'm super excited about that one. And then we're going to have a QX30, which is a small SUV-like vehicle that should be arriving in September.
Wow, that sounds absolutely awesome. And we've been talking about Jaguar doing some great deliveries, too. What do you got coming up with them?
Well, I actually just received my first F-Paces, which is the all-new and first Jaguar SUV ever.
Oh, wait, we saw that. That was awesome. That was what we were looking at.
Beautiful car.
Oh, my gosh.
We got our first shipment in, and they're already gone. So I can't wait for some more to show up. And then we also got the Jaguar XE, which is the small sedan starting in the low 30,000s.
Wow. So is that like new for Jaguar to have a $30,000 starting point?
It's been, I think, since 2004 that they haven't had a vehicle in that price range. So
wow.
This is a big deal for us.
Wow. It sounds like you could get people started in Jaguars a little early, get them growing on the Jaguar there.
That's the idea. Get them in early and keep them with the brand.
Well, you've kept me with the brand, with the Infiniti brand, for 30 years. I mean, I just absolutely love that. You know, I actually saw somebody driving a M30 convertible the other day, which was my first Infiniti. Poor thing looked banged up, but I'll bet that guy's got to have 300,000 miles on that at this point.
I'm surprised. I haven't seen one of those in a long time.
Oh, I'm going to text you the picture in a second then. I actually did see one, I swear to you. And so, Larry, let's talk a little bit about what's been going on up at the Lamborghini store. I love going up there, seeing you and Floyd on the weekends. And it seems to me like it doubled in size. By the way, I want to thank Floyd for giving me the beautiful Supercar Saturday t-shirt. Those are awesome. You guys should put those online.
Yeah, we think they're pretty cool. You know, we try to do them as a giveaway item. You know, I really like them. But it's my favorite event that we do. You know, it's a big gathering of car people. You know, last time we had around 300 cars show up. Next one, I believe, is June 11th, if I'm not mistaken, second Saturday of every month. And we're hoping this event keeps growing.
Well, let's talk a little bit about how the store is doing. I mean, you've opened it about, what, a month, 2 months ago, something like that? How you doing?
We opened in January.
Okay.
About halfway through the month, and fortunately, things have been going really well out here. The community out here seems to have really accepted us and enjoy that we're here. We've met a lot of really great people and good customers, and fortunately, the business is growing very quickly, which, we didn't anticipate to happen as fast as it is. So that's always a good thing.
You got great access to Dade County. I get up there in about 20, 25 minutes. Yes, it's in sport mode, but no, I'm not breaking the law. And, you know, I love driving out there because when I do drive out there, it does give me a chance to open my car up to whatever the speed limit is plus two.
Yeah, I always tell everybody, I think we've got the best test drive route in the country, being right off of I-75.
Well, as long as it's at the appropriate day of the week and appropriate time of the day, I think, you know, it can get a little bit congested out there at rush hour. But other than that, that's just a beautiful place. Your store is beautiful. Now, who's your next door neighbor you got right there?
We actually have a brand new Porsche store. Porsche of West Broward just opened up. I believe it was 2 or 3 months ago now. And, you know, they've been great to have around here. Very similar customer, and it's a nice thing. It's turned out to be a really great piece of property for all of us.
You know, a lot of my friends are in, you know, in that part of their life where they really want to go out and have a good time. And I'm working hard to get them all out to your event. I've just started working with a guy that's got a boat. He's got a plane. I said, how come you don't have a Lamborghini? He said, that's a very good question. Let's go find that out. I go, well, why don't we wait about 10 days and we'll go out to Larry's event. You can go see him. You get in the mix. Is, you know, all the Zins are out there. I go out there. It's you, your uncle, your dad. I mean, it's amazing. The only thing missing, well, I guess you don't have a kid yet, Larry, but I don't want to push it too far.
I was going to say, Jim, let's talk about something else.
Now, Larry, let's talk for a second, because now there's a brand new outpost on the Warren Henry, Florida map. Let's talk about what's going on up north. When are you opening up in Gainesville?
September. September, oh. Audi Gainesville will be open.
Oh, awesome. So I've got a place that I can go get my yayas out when I go up for the football game. I'm up there, I think it's the second week in September for the Kentucky game I think I'm going to this year.
Well, I hope so. Actually, we were talking about putting together a big tailgate out there for before the games so our customers can leave their cars at the dealership and we would shuttle them back and forth so they don't have to worry about parking or anything else.
Actually, that's a great idea, especially for people that live on the north side of town. They park there, they go in, you're on the easy outside, and by the time they get back to the store, they'll have a really good way to disperse into the whole. And that's a great park and ride location. I hadn't even thought of it that way. So I guess you're going to have people up there barbecuing, doing a tailgate, and then taking them back out to the where they can go walk up and down and have t-shirt time.
Well, you know, it's still early, so we're trying to finalize the details, but certainly open to any ideas, especially from a Gainesville veteran like yourself.
Well, I'm happy to touch base with your sales manager and give the person some names and ideas, but I certainly would think that person should be driving the boat. But I'm always happy to add the University of Florida alumni list that you might want. No problem. And I did introduce you to my friend Mike. He kept saying that he would go to Jacksonville to get his Audi serviced, and he was thrilled you were opening up the store.
Yeah, it's you know, this is really exciting. Audi's a great brand. We've been looking forward to getting this store open, and it's going to be an absolutely beautiful facility.
Now, Wanda, how much more time do we have left in the segment? Because I want to make sure that I get a couple other things in with Larry. Then we're going to go to break, and then we're going to talk. We'll bring Larry back if he's got some more time. What do we got left here? 2-3 minutes?
We'll call it 3.
Okay, so we've got 3 more minutes, Larry. I wanted to talk a little bit because I went up to your store while we were looking at the demo cars, and I noticed I came on a Tuesday, and there were 5 or 6 people there waiting to meet with Ismet and potentially be lucky enough to start a career there. I met Jack. Jack, who helped me, is he's from Eastern Europe. So he didn't have any background selling cars. Didn't know that any of the folks that were interviewing did, but it's summertime. It looked like you were hiring. What type of person do you look for a Warren Henry team member?
Really, Jim, we try to look outside of the box and get people who haven't had experience in the automotive industry. That's our ideal employee. You know, we want people who are going to come in, who we can teach to do things the way that we believe is the correct way to do them, and that don't bring any bad habits along with them. You know, it's a great industry, as you know. I know you've got some family experience in that.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, for whatever stigma comes with it, you know, there's plenty of opportunity and potential.
All I can say is that I know a lot of people that are going to be in the process of switching careers over the next couple of years as the economy in Florida shifts gears. We all know it's up and down here. So I just thought it was a great place. I've got a couple of guys that have been asking me what they should do, and I tell them what they can make. And they actually have asked me for your phone number. I think a couple of them are going to be calling you because I think it's a great way to put food on the table. You get insurance, you get great income. and it's really a family atmosphere. And I'll just say it this way, the Jack guy, boy, oh boy, he made sure everything worked for me. I had left an item in my car that I needed a couple days later, and he said, don't worry about it. He FedExed it to me, gave him everything he needed back in FedEx. It was really, really, really seamless and really easy. Larry, we're going to go to break in a second. So before we do, why don't you give out the contact info for Warren Henry Automotive?
You can always reach us on our website at warrenhenryauto.com. Also on social media, we're at Warren Henry Auto on all major social media pages. And you can always call us at 305-690-6006.
You know, when I was sitting there waiting for them to finish detailing my car, I was sitting and speaking with some people that had driven all the way down from Orlando. They said they checked the internet and that you had the best price. Now, I know we talk about the best price guarantee all the time. I want you to hold the thought about that couple and what makes them drive. What makes them drive this far? And we'll be right back with why people drive halfway across the state to work with Larry and his team to make sure they buy their dream car from Warren Henry Automotive. We're also going to talk to Larry about the upcoming sports and some more other stuff too. So stick with us. We'll be right back with great information you can put to use right away to make your life better here on Freedom Business. Want to take it away.